But it is the final day for politicians to make their pitch to voters. Aussies going to the polls tomorrow. Many have already done so pre-polling. And both Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Opposition Leader Bill Shorten are spending their final day in Sydney with less than 24 hours to go. It's going to be close, according to the polls. A Fairfax Ipsos poll is showing support for the Coalition and Labor is deadlocked at 50-50. A Galaxy survey has got the Coalition leading 51-49. Michael Packey, 2GB's political editor, has been following the election campaign. He's on the line from Parliament House, Canberra. Michael, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
Are you tired?
A little bit, but we'll get through it.
The last day. Sometimes things on the last day can throw up a real challenge. We've seen this before with Tony Abbott. We saw it with Julia Gillard, where, you know, in that final day of campaigning, when they've done their best to be careful about every word they say for the duration election campaign, they've got to be careful about what's said on the final day. What's the last day throwing up so far?
Well, look, they both have really spent their day in Western Sydney, and that's been quite interesting because obviously Western Sydney is become a battleground. You have basically Bill Shorten that's decided to visit about four or five marginal seats in the West, and you have Malcolm Turnbull that's campaigned in the marginal seat of Reid, and this afternoon he's going to be visiting one of the shopping centres in Burwood. I do think it is interesting that Malcolm Turnbull is in that seat of Reid. They must be worried about it because on Sunday they also held their campaign launch in that seat, which is held by the Liberals, by Craig Laundy, but I think they are worried that the Labor mayor that's also contesting that seat could potentially take it away. But I think that Craig Laundy more than likely will get over the line. But that's what Malcolm Turnbull has done today. He's spent all of his time in that one seat.
All right, the Medicare issue has popped up again today. The Prime Minister says Australians will not pay more to visit the doctor if he's re-elected. And people have jumped on this comment, including the Labor Party. Let me play it first of all, and then you might be able to touch on his later explanation. Here it is.
Can you guarantee our viewers will not pay more to see the doctor due to this freeze?
Sam, absolutely.
So that was Malcolm Turnbull on Sunrise this morning. He's clarified it since then, has he?
Yeah, he's clarified it in the last few minutes. He says that as far as he's concerned, if doctors do decide to charge their patients more as a result of freezing the rebates, well, that's their problem. It's the doctor's problem. The government is not to blame. As far as he's concerned, as a result of freezing the rebates, if the freeze on the rebate was lifted, doctors would only get about an extra 60 cents, at the most $2 more. So he's saying if doctors decide to increase their prices by anywhere between $15 and $20, they're to blame for that, not the government.
All right. Any other indications about what they're going to be up to for the rest of the afternoon, this evening and tomorrow?
Okay. For the rest of this afternoon, I don't think they'll be doing much. My understanding is that Bill Shorten will be heading back to Melbourne, and he'll be spending the rest of the time in his own electorate and obviously vote in his own electorate tomorrow. As for Bill Shorten, as for Malcolm Turnbull, rather, he's spending the rest of the time in Sydney right up until election night.
All right, well done to you and your colleagues in the Bureau there at 2GB who've been travelling around the country and also dealing with it all from Parliament House. Great job during the campaign. We'll hear you tomorrow night.
No problem. Thank you.
Michael Packey, who does a great job as 2GB's political editor, joining us from Parliament House, Canberra.